Chapter 9. Now on the following day, the same arrangement was made. And when the king deemed it an appropriate time to ask the men questions, he asked the first of those who had been left over for subsequent questioning,
"What is the highest form of sovereignty?"
Now he declared,
"Control of oneself and not being carried away by one's impulses. For all men possess a certain natural bent of mind in one direction or another. The majority are likely to incline toward food and drink and pleasure, but kings toward territorial conquest, depending on the greatness of their standing. And yet, in everyone, moderation is a good thing. Therefore, what God gives you, take and keep. Do not covet what is beyond your reach."
Now the king, pleased with this reply, spoke to the next guest.
"How could a man be free from envy?"
Now after a pause, he declared,
"First of all, by realizing that God assigns glory and greatness of wealth to kings, each and every one, and no one is king by his own power. All men wish to share this glory, but they cannot. It is a gift of God."
Now the king, after giving a long commendation to this guest, asked another,
"How can a man despise his enemies?"
Now he spoke,
"By practicing goodwill to all men and by forming friendships, you would owe no obligation to anyone. To practice goodwill to all men and to receive a handsome gift from God, this is the highest good."
Now the king, after approving these words, directed the next guest to answer, speaking to him,
"How can a man maintain the honor he received?"
Now he spoke,
"If by earnestness and favors he showed munificence and generosity toward others, he would never lack honor. If you wish for these aforementioned qualities to abide with you, you must entreat God continually."
Now the king, after complimenting him, asked the next guest,
"To whom must a man be generous?"
Now he declared,
"It is a man's duty to be generous towards those who are amicably disposed to us. That is the general opinion. My belief is that we must show the same keen spirit of generosity to our opponents, so that in this manner we may convert them to what is proper and fitting for them. But if you want these things to happen, you must entreat God, for he rules the minds of all."
Now the king, after consenting to these words, directed the sixth guest to answer. His question was,
"To whom must a man show favor?"
Now he replied,
"To his parents, always. For even God's very great instruction concerns the honor due to parents. But in the next place, he reckons the honor due of friend toward friend, for he speaks of a friend who is like your own soul. But you shall do well if you bring all men into friendship with yourself."
Now the king, after also commending this guest, inquired of the next one,
"What deserves to be regarded as beauty?"
Now he spoke,
"Piety. For even this is a preeminent form of beauty. But its power is love, for this is a divine gift, and you have acquired it along with all of its good things."
Now the king, after applauding him very affectionately, spoke to another,
"How can a man, after a false step, recover once more the same degree of glory?"
Now he declared,
For you, a fall is impossible. Because you have sown in all men the seeds of gratitude, which produce a harvest of goodwill. And this, because it is stronger than the greatest of weapons, produces the greatest security. If, however, some do slip, they must never repeat the things that cause their fall. But he must form friendships and act justly. For it is a gift of God to be a doer of good works and not of the opposite.
Now the king, pleased with these words, spoke to the next guest.
How can a man be free from sorrow?
Now he declared,
by pursuing righteousness, and doing no harm to anyone, and helping everyone. For the fruits of righteousness bring freedom from sorrow. But we must plead with God that unexpected harms may not come upon us and injure us, such as death, or disease, or pain, or anything of this kind. As for you, since you are devoted to piety, none of these misfortunes will befall you.
Now the king, after praising him handsomely, asked the tenth guest,
what is the highest form of glory?
Now he spoke,
honoring God. And this is not done with gifts or sacrifices, but with purity of soul and of devout disposition, since everything is ordained by God and governed in accordance with his will. This is also your attitude, evidence of which can be seen by everyone from your past and present achievements.
Now when the king, with a loud voice, complimented and encouraged them all, those who were present expressed their approval, but especially the philosophers. For even these guests were far superior to the philosophers, both in their conduct and their rationalization. Their starting point being God himself. But after this, the king led the way in showing affection to them in the drinkings.